Kingston Town can't win.
Bone Crusher and Al Waverley Star, stride for stride.
Cometh the hour, cometh the legend, Winks has done it.
So we're joined by Moonee Valley Racing Club Chair Adam Lennon. Adam, thanks for joining us on the Cox Plate podcast. So just taking it back, I guess, to the beginning for you, everyone has a different story about how they got into racing. What's your story about what got you involved and made you fall in love with racing?
Yeah, thanks. Look, I had a dad who was very passionate about racing. As a little fella, he would often go to the races in Country Victoria, at Ballarat, Bendigo, and often I'd be tagging along with him. And so probably that was my first introduction to racing. But probably my true love was when I got to uni and found a few like-minded mates. I had a good friend, Danny O'Brien, who liked the racing and is going on to be one of Australia's better trainers, having trained the Cox Plate winner in Seamus Award. And that was probably where the real passion came from, with mates at uni.
And you're obviously very active in the ownership game yourself. You've owned horses like Demerger, Vigor, Ferocity, Barbaricus, and now Young Werther, obviously a Cox Plate runner last year, Group 1 place. What has that journey been like, and what is it like to have a horse in our famous race as chair?
Yeah, look, it's been a lot about shared experiences and shared passions with friends. We've had a great time owning horses, and as you say, we've been lucky enough to have some that have raced in some of the best races and some that have actually won some very good races. It was a huge thrill to have Young Werther run in the Cox Plate last year. I was always dreamed to have a horse run, to be good enough to run in a Cox Plate. Now we've ticked that box, might be time to find one that can actually win it, maybe.
And he's had two wins this preparation, so he's going really well.
Yeah, he is. I think more to the point, Danny's worked him out. He's really a 2,000-metre horse. We did try to stretch him out to the Melbourne Cup last year, but keeping him to 2,000, and we'll go to either the Turnbull or the Hill Stakes next start with him.
And your journey through the committee and then now to chair, so started in 2017 joining the committee and then last year taking over as chair. How's that transition been, and how did you, first come to be on the committee here at the Moonee Valley Racing Club?
Yeah, it actually came from a friendship. We have raced a horse called Demerger many years ago, and one of the fellow owners was a guy, Brian Kruger, that I did a lot of work with, and he was the vice chair here at Moonee Valley at the time, and he knew I had a lot of passion for racing. And when he decided to put his hat in the ring to become the chair of Racing Victoria, he approached me and asked me if I'd be interested, and I said yeah, something that I always thought I would like to do, and met Don at that point with Brian, and things moved pretty quickly from there, where I joined the committee. From a transition perspective, I was on the committee. Don asked me pretty shortly thereafter if I wanted to take over the treasury function, treasury role, which I was very happy to do, sort of aligned very much with my skill sets from work. And then I guess over the next couple of years, when Don finally decided that he'd had enough, he asked me whether I was interested in taking over as chair, which I was very interested in doing. So that's sort of how I got to where I got to today.
So obviously in the last decade, we've been very lucky to witness some of the greatest horses win our Group 1 races. Some of them include Black Caviar, Winks, Ligrisher, Animo, and even Nature Strip. Can you give us your take on some of your favourite races you've seen here and possibly a favourite Cox Plate?
One of the great races I saw was actually the first Cox Plate I came to when I was at Melbourne Uni. I came across with a couple of mates and saw the running of the 1992 Cox Plate, which Naturalism started a pretty short price favourite, but unfortunately didn't make it all the way around. But it was a race that was blessed with champions of the Australian turf, and to see Superimposed win was an amazing thrill. That was clearly a great Cox Plate. The one that I have a lot of passion for is when Sunline won, I think back in 2001. We were celebrating a mate's birthday here. His dad had put on a table, and we had a great day, and I think we'd all backed Sunline, and when she came round the corner about four or five in front, it was a great thrill.
We know that Moonee Valley Racing Club has always been at the forefront of innovation, obviously with the first metro club in Australia to introduce night racing back in 1998. What are some of the developments you've been most proud of since joining the club, and what are the projects you're most looking forward to as leading as chair?
Yeah, look, it's hard to go beyond what we're trying to do in terms of the redevelopment of the whole precinct and course. You know, that really does dominate a lot of our thinking, our time and effort. It's great to see where we've got to. You know, we're close to finishing phase one of that part of the development, obviously pleasing to get Stone Pine House, Trackside House, underway. And, you know, that will be the completion of phase one. The next big challenge for us is the part around the course rework, the new grandstand and the redevelopment of where the stand is. That's obviously a very significant challenge for the team, but a challenge we're looking forward to taking on.
And just on that, how is it all progressing? There's obviously lots of work and a lot of construction going on. How is the redevelopment progressing?
Yeah, I think for those that haven't been to the Valley for a while, we'll be quite shocked when they come here and see there's a number of townhouses that already have residents in them. The Thomas Street development, which is a six or seven story apartment building, which is a fantastic addition to the Moonee Valley skyline. Residents have moved in there. You'll start to see all the earthworks around Trackside Stone Pine House. I think one of the things the club did was we brought forward the redevelopment of the tote bar and dining. I think that's a beautiful setting, that building, where it sits in those gardens with the Wink statue sitting high on the hill. Yeah, so I think, yeah, those that haven't been here for a little while will see a lot of progress in terms of what the club's looking to do.
And just outside of racing, you currently lead the investment banking team in Melbourne for Jarden. Can you just tell us a little bit about your background in business?
Yeah, so Jarden's is an investment bank. I've only recently joined them. I was at Credit Suisse for a long time, for over 22 years. Actually, interesting, Jarden was previously owned by Credit Suisse, so it's sort of, in some respects, it's going home a little bit. Yeah, look, it's been a great journey. I have tried to meld work with friendship and horse racing, and you know, a couple of the horses that you mentioned earlier, the likes of Demerger was effectively a horse that a bunch of people working on the Demerger of BHP Steel, or now BlueScope, and that's where I became friends with Brian Kruger. Ferocity was, I think, another one that you mentioned, which was actually a deal horse that we bought after we did the IPO of Virgin. I think Brett Goffrey even may have named their frequent flyer program Velocity after Ferocity. He liked the sound of the horse's name.
Yeah. And just outside of, I guess, the racetrack and business, it's hobbies, interests that you take in the limited spare time that you would have.
Yeah, I liked playing footy when I was younger, and played a lot of footy at Uni Blues at Melbourne Uni. I've still had an active involvement with the footy club. Unfortunately, we went out in straight sets, didn't make the grand final this year, but still have a lot of active interest at Uni Blues. I've got a couple of daughters. Like to get along and watch them playing netball on a Saturday as well, and participating in their life as well. So.
And you're a Collingwood supporter, so how are you feeling ahead of the weekend and the big game?
Excited, obviously, to be there, a little bit of nervousness around. Yeah, Brisbane are clearly a very good side. Hopefully their MCG bogey continues for at least one more game, but they have had a good record against Collingwood, so I think it'll be a great game. Hopefully we can find a margin in our favour.
We do have a lot of punters who listen to the podcast. Obviously, you'd be tipping the Pies to win. A Norm Smith favourite for you at the moment. Who would be? Who do you think is going to take it out if you do win?
Well, I think given Nick Dacos was pickpocketed the Brownlow last night, it'd be only fair for him to get a medal this week. Norm Smith would be very fitting for him, I would have thought.
Yep, agreed.
Absolutely. Just back to racing, the modern day, in terms of the state of racing in Australia, what is your current view on it, and how can things be done better? We know the key pillars right now, obviously, attendance, wagering and engagement. What do you think can be done to make it better?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of great innovation going on in racing, and you know, New South Wales racing may get criticised, but I think there are a lot of initiatives that they've done that are actually a real positive for the industry. I think the creation of the Everest, you know, a real championship race for sprinters in Australia, is a great thing on the calendar and creates a lot of interest. Part of the why we're doing the redevelopment is to create facilities and experiences for people and patrons coming on course and our members that is world-class. I think, yeah, it's one of those things that you need to keep close with your fans. I think the challenge for all of us in the racing industry is to get that next generation interested into racing, and things that we can do around there, I think, will be hopefully well received and underwrite the future of the industry.
And before before the footy on Saturday, we have the launch of another night racing or Ladbrokes Friday Night Lights season here, and it probably is going to be one of the biggest nights we've had here with Imperatrix in the Charterkett Kramer Moyer Stakes, and then Amelia's Jewel in the stock stakes on the night as well. Are you excited to that? And obviously, night racing being so unique to us, it's great to have that back.
Yeah, look, I saw Imperatrix win here a couple of Saturdays ago. You know, it was a phenomenal victory, you know, coming from, you know, clear last at the 400 and to come swooping down the outside and just literally give a high-class field of sprinters. Winburn was amazing. I did in the committee room tip Giga Kick to be Australia's champion sprinter for the spring or for the season, and I've put the kiss of death on him. So I won't do that to Imperatrix, but I'm really looking forward to seeing her back here on Friday night. And Amelia's Jewel, I'm super excited to see. I've seen what she's done over in the West. You know, she seemed to just jog up and walk by them at Flemington. It'll be great to see her here on Friday night, but you know, even better would be fantastic to see her line up in the Cox Plate.
And just on that, good segue into this year's Ladbrokes Cox Plate. There's lots of good three-year-olds at the moment. We've also got three internationals still in nominations. Who is the horse that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Look, I think Romantic Warrior is going to be a headline act here. I think, yeah, one of the top 10 horses in the world. You know, his record in Hong Kong is unsurpassed in recent times. You know, his record at 2000. We're really looking forward to seeing him at the Valley. Yeah, it would be great if we could get another three-year-old or two into the race. You know, Stepardi was, I thought, a very impressive win at Caulfield on Saturday. Militarize was a spectacular win in the Golden Rose. So hopefully, you know, those two horses might turn up here, and the likes of Amelia's Jewel, I think, yeah, adds a lot of interest from a local perspective.
And your tip for this year's race, where you are leaning at the moment?
Well, look, the favourite is hard to go past on his record. I'd love to see. The mares have had a great record in our great race. So at the moment, I'll stick with Amelia's Jewel.
And just lastly, if you had to describe the WS Cox Plate in a few words, how would you best describe it?
The race that makes legends. It's a great amphitheatre of sporting events here at the Valley, and we tend to have the champion horses here, and the horse that wins the race typically becomes a champion and a legend.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us, Adam, go the Pies on Saturday.
Yeah, go the Pies. Thanks, guys.
Kingston Town can't win.
Boom Crusher and our Waverley Star, stride for stride.
Cometh the hour, cometh the legend, Weeks has done it.